It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. I am Jay Cleveland Payne. This is Things You Might Not Have Heard. We have for you in the queue 10 stories from the past weekend that you vetted as conversational, covering information, politics, events, and pop culture news. Today featuring Zendaya, Amanda Seals, and this year's Mr. Irrelevant for National Football League. Now, I'll explain the vetting process at the end of the headlines and bring you some things for the day that will get you the day started. Stick around for all that and a little bit more. And if you get off the path, you can always find out more about us and how to get back to the path by going to our website. This is theconversationproject.com. More information about our full offerings there, and email us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. Let's get into the headlines for today. No particular order as they're being presented to you, but 10 stories for you. We'll give you some context into how they kind of got where they got throughout the program to give you that to see where they go. So you know kind of how the gist of things are working here. Let's get into headline number one. Headline one is the biggest story from the weekend, although there are a lot of things happening. The first headline covers the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where we picked the story, Chance of Shame on You greets guests arriving for the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. We went with this one over the fact that Colin Jost had sort of a, you know, B-minus performance, and Joe Biden staying awake and putting off jokes got about a B-plus performance. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about the protests, or the ongoing protests that are happening, because protesting is cool right now against Joe Biden. The Correspondents' Dinner itself, the Noble event, featured Joe Biden and had journalists, celebrities, and politicians. Nerd prom, they call it in Washington, D.C. Somewhat overshadowed by the external events, which were close, a lot of protesting Gaza issues outside of the event. A lot of people shouting shame on you as guests arrive, bringing attention to what's going on across the nation. Now, we don't have any stories today in this headline about the encampments being broken up or not being broken up and the protests being let down or not being let down from the various college campuses. Trust me, that will happen throughout the week as this is becoming an issue. But the one thing to overshadow what was a fairly good correspondence dinner and good entertainment is the fact that the mounting protests over Gaza happening outside there and just happening around the nation. Let's go to headline number two. This is a big deal. As KC Undercover No More, Zendaya tennis movie Challengers scores at weekend box office. Zendaya has a new movie called Challengers. She plays a tennis pro who was at one time a great player, but after getting hurt, she coaches two young men who become paramours. I think that's the wrong use of that word. I should look at it in the Big Words Project or add that to it. Essentially, she starts dating two guys and they start being their rivals for tennis playing and rivals for her affection. That's the synopsis I get from the YouTube videos. I haven't actually seen the movie. $15 million gross in the first weekend. Described as a sexy tennis drama, which, of course, what you get with that movie, successfully captivates audiences, according to studio estimates reporting recently. And this is showing that she, Zendaya, has lots of pull in the box office, growing up from, as I said earlier, KC Undercover, to things like playing Mary Jane in Spider-Man, of course, her roles in Dune and things popping up, and that show about the teenagers in school that I just can't bring myself up to watch because it's just, I can't see her that way yet. I'm just not there. Apparently, y'all are over it, y'all are fine, and Challengers is proof that she's grown up and can make grown-up box office at this point. Headline for the third story for this morning. Someone making grown-up box office for a while, who's starting to get her life back together, it seems like, is Britney Spears, who settles a long-running legal dispute with her estranged father, finally bringing an ultimate end to the conservatorship. Yes, it was still kind of going on, but Britney Spears has finally resolved the long legal dispute with Jamie Spears, her father, regarding the conservatorship that controlled her for 13 years, essentially. The conservatorship was placed under, she was placed under conservatorship in 2008, father acting as the conservator for most of that period until it was deemed he wasn't really fit to do that. It was only terminated in 2021. Following the conservatorship, Spears has been involved in the contentious legal battle with her father, which is now finally settled. Part of the settlement, Britney Spears is reported to have been required to pay $2 million to cover her father's legal expenses. Because that's what happens in these things when people put themselves in charge of you, you pay their legal expenses. So this is apparently done. Now, life in general for Britney Spears is still sort of life in general for Britney Spears. But we do have a resolution for this part, at least, as she is now free of all conservatorship, free completely of her father, free to be Britney Spears. Our fourth story this morning Amanda Seals says Shannon Sharp already committed an undermining after interview. Now, let's go a little deeper into this one. Amanda Seals recently expressed her critiques of Shannon Sharp's interviewing style on the show Club Shay Shay, specifically because she was being interviewed and the style kind of highlighted things she didn't want to highlight. Her comments have sparked significant reactions on social media, where Seals discussed personal topics such as her relationship with Issa Rae, not so great, and her autism diagnosis during the interview, which was not a professional diagnosis, which turned to kind of backfire on her. Some felt that Sharp's questions were not appropriate, at least sensitive or well-considered, given the subjects being discussed. It's also Shannon Sharp, who's known to go on TV and just kind of yell nonsense and people watch it. I'm one of those people that watch him yell nonsense, knowing much better for that, but it is what it is. Remember we talked about Cat Williams and his interview becoming the most watched interview on YouTube last week and over time it is. Here's the thing. All these interview shows are basically becoming copies of Club Shay Shay, which they're all copies of themselves anyway, but essentially copies of the Cat Williams interview, because it's somebody coming on, saying outlandish things, calling out people, bringing receipts, as I say often, and making headlines, making waves with these things right here. That's why Monique was really big after Cat Williams, because she was known for doing that. She got a little bit extra puff for those things, and unfortunately, or fortunately, based on your realm of those shows, she didn't catch on. And the shows themselves are starting to kind of get weirded out. Don Lemon doing his show after he did the interview with Elon Musk went to Monique and it didn't quite catch fire. So he's still trying to figure out how to do his shows going forward. Club Shay Shay, no problem. Bringing a guest will say great things and crazy things will happen. Joe Rogan, same thing applies. But everybody else, we shall see. We are definitely praying for Miss Seals and hopefully that she has, I guess, a bit of a better direction of what's going on in life right now. Things seem not being going so great, but we hope that things that ship gets righted fairly quickly, and we can all move on with these things. But I guess keep watching Club Shay Shay, because Club Shay Shay is the bomb. Black Twitter was not down with Amanda Seals so quick, but they were down with offending Jasmine Guy. The headline reads, Black Twitter shuts down Jasmine Guy slander in viral tweet. Recently, a tweet erroneously identified Jasmine Guy as Prince sparked a debate. Black Twitter came to the defense very quickly, saying, y'all, don't be playing around. Don't be clowning. That's not Prince. That is Jasmine Guy. It was an old picture from way back when with Prince and some other artists. And because, you know, people are mean like that, they pulled it up and went to that. And Black Twitter just went nutballs on people. Now, here's something that also happened recently. Recently, there was a picture of the guy, the original guy who played Hellboy, and a man we know as Machete, but was captioned as, I'm gonna tell my kids these are James Hetfield from Metallica. So these guys are Metallica. Obviously they weren't, although, you know, Ron Perlman does sort of favor James Hetfield, which was funny and hilarious. And essentially other people said, no man, that's Hall & Oates. No man, that is Brooks and Dunn. Nah, guy, that's not them. And so that's what usually happens when these guys misidentify folks. But don't mess with Jabs and Guy, and don't mess with Prince. Black Twitter ain't got time for you on that one. Good news for King Charles III. King Charles will resume public duties next week after his cancer treatment, the palace says. King Charles is set to resume his public duties next week after another round of cancer treatment. Palace has announced that he has made progress in recovery, ready to turn to his royal responsibilities. News comes about 3 months after he started taking a break to focus on his health and the treatments. Some of his public duties will resume in various engagements, highlighting his commitment to continue serving his royal capacity. One thing that we hear that King Charles has definitely missed, it's definitely in the times going on, is there've been a lot of environmental things going on. And that's been his pitch for quite some time. So he's missed out a lot of those type of actions, a lot of conferences, a lot of being able to speak to people, put the power of the kingdom into what's going on, put his influence going on forward, a real influence. So this guy's got a real crown, not one of those like crowns Instagram guys. So this is something very serious for the people, especially the people in London. Don't quite worship the royals, but need a fix of what they're doing. So congratulations for King Charles getting back to good health and getting back to work very soon. Sad story here for number 7. Iraqi TikTok star Umm Fahad shot dead in Baghdad. Her full name, Gofad Shawad, widely known as Umm Fahad, a Iraqi TikTok celebrity, was tragically shot dead in Baghdad. The incident occurred on Friday night outside her home in the capital city of Iraq. The event has sparked significant attention and concern, particularly on social media, where Fahad was a prominent figure. There really are not the right words. I don't have the right words to kind of go into this incident. And from what I can tell, there has been no update to the actual story other than the shooting. The shooting was a big story. This was the number two story for the weekend. So this one will probably survive into going into the weekly wrap up for the big story of the week. This is a big deal for people who are on TikTok. This is a big deal for people who follow different influencers, different people in different cultures. This is a big deal for people in Iraq. And this is a significant deal for people on the world news stage. We definitely are sending our thoughts and prayers to the family and the followers of Miss Fahad. And if you don't know what she's known for, now's the time to figure it out and do your own sleuthing if you want to reverse engineer why this may have happened. It could have been something random. Chances are it probably wasn't. These things aren't normally as random as they turn out to be. More sad news for the story at number 8. Per new book, Miss USA's Chelsea Chris's mother said police informed the media about her daughter's death before her own family. April Simpkins, the mother of former Miss USA Chelsea Chris, expressed dismay that police informed the media about her daughter's death before actually notifying the family. According to Simpkins, police waited 3 hours after Chelsea Chris's death before they relayed the tragic news to her. The delay led to a situation where the media was aware of Chris's death before her own family. This was a very tragic story of the young lady who committed suicide, dealing with her own personal demons, and for the world to literally see going forward before it looks like the family got a chance to even deal with it. This is not a good look. This is not a good show. This is not a great way to do this. We definitely are sending lots of prayers and thoughts out to the family for Miss Chris. And although it is put out there in a new book, so obviously someone's trying to sell some books, we want the full story to come out there, the full truth story, or both sides. We want to both sides it so we know a better idea of what exactly happened and how we got to this place. Let's move on to a slightly better story, but a different story about a change in books as well. Rebel Wilson's memoir, Allegations Against Sacha Baron Cohen, redacted in UK edition. We're hearing ideas that the memoir, Rebel Rising by Rebel Wilson, is probably facing some censorship in the UK following the actress' account of workplace misconduct by co-star Sacha Baron Cohen. A portion of the memoir has been removed from the UK edition of the book. So if you want to see how banned books work, here you go. Buy a UK version and buy a American version and see what parts are missing. The statement from Rebel Wilson reads, she's thanking all people who've come to forward and acknowledged my experience with Sacha Baron Cohen. Now, Cohen's rep is praising HarperCollins for redacting the Wilson account, saying the publisher, quote, did not fact check this chapter in the book prior to publication, unquote, deleted Wilson's defamatory claims once presented with evidence. Your mileage may vary, so you can take side Cohen, side Wilson, or stay in the middle and see what's going on. Buy both books, because guess what? Now people will buy both books. Now they'll buy both books. This would be a perfect day for me to publish one of my books, but that's not happened today. You're welcome. And finally, the funnest story of the year, and it is this year's Mr. Irrelevant. Alabama's Jaden Key is the final pick of the 2024 draft. He goes to the New York Jets. Now, Mr. Irrelevant is a moniker basically picked for the very last person picked in the draft. Literally, there are 8 rounds of draft picks, and he's the last guy that gets picked. So he has a shot at a roster. He has a shot of making the team, and a shot of actually playing. Now, remember the Mr. Irrelevant from 2 years back, a guy named Brock Purdy? He's only won a conference championship and a Super Bowl. So, yeah, it can be good to be irrelevant. The biggest issue is he's going to have the smallest possible contract ever. So if he peaks very early, we'll see if he can make up that money going forward. Let's see what happens. Congratulations for all the new millionaires and thousandaires in the NFL. Congratulations to Jalen Key for making the roster, or making a draft pick. Make that roster. Do us proud. Make the Jets a worthy team. And maybe hang out with that Aaron Rodgers guy. I think he's waiting for some good players to show up as well. Our teaser story for this Monday. This is a story we are going to tease you with. It's because it's a story that we could talk about come tomorrow. And how's that happen? It's simple. You can follow us on our feeds. We have what we call feeds, which are basically our pages on Facebook and Twitter. And we post news stories every 50 minutes there at Facebook and Twitter for you to engage in. And your engagement score tells us what we're talking about the next iteration, this being tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, we will give you 8 stories instead of 10 of the top 15 stories of today, as opposed to 30 stories of the weekend. There were over 90 stories the weekend. There'll be about 30 stories today. We'll take the top 15 and pick 8 of those stories to give to you right here. The headline we're talking about possibly is MLB plans to make changes to polarizing uniforms no later than start of 2025 season. The uniforms nobody likes because you can see everything will be addressed, but not until 2025. Maybe. You want to talk this one up or other stories that we're chatting up? You just simply go to our feeds and engage in the stories. The higher engagement you give it just by saying like, love, or hate, share, whatever, the higher score it gets, the better chance we have of chatting up in the next iteration. In this case, it is tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Things You Might Not Have Heard. So there you go. You can make the rundown sheet for us every single day. So there you go. Let's see what happens for tomorrow if you're digging this story for today. Our spotlight sponsor is Blinkist and the Blinkist app. Check it out at thisistheconversationproject.com/Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. This is an affiliate link, so we let you know that we get a commission for you using it. Now, why would you click this link and give us a little bit of change, cost you nothing extra to use this app? Blinkist is the number one app for getting knowledge in. And I say that non-grammatically correctly on purpose. Knowledge, nonfiction books, smart guy books, autobiographies, things out there being written that are basically full of knowledge that take a long time to read. A good, nice, expansive 12-hour unabridged book, or reading that book, which would probably take you more than 12 hours because most of us are slower readers than we think, can be done in much less time. Blinks cut down the big books to 15 to 30 minutes. That's it. 15 to 30 minutes, you get the book summary. It's not the full book, but what they call blinks, essentially the big points of the books, are given to you where you can read them or you can listen to them in audiobook form. And the cool part this is, you can share your love of big words and big books and literally Blinkist by just sharing the love. You can click a button and make a Blinkist space, which causes a space that shares a book with people who don't own the app, who aren't paying for it, and they can listen to it and engage you as well. So you pay for the book and other people can get copies of it. It's kind of awesome as a book club. Check it out at our website. This is theconversationproject.com/Blinkist. This is theconversationproject.com/Blinkist. This is an app that can catch you up on all the great nonfiction books that you've been wanting to catch up on because they're there and they add new ones every single day. Check it out. The Blinkist app. The Conversation Project lives online at thisisconversationproject.com, and this is the Conversation Project's website, thisisconversationproject.com. We want you to stop by our website. We want you to get to know us because there's a lot to know about us. We do a lot of things, including producing this thing here, but we also have various other forms of this thing here, things you might have heard, various other ways to produce news for you and have conversations. We're definitely enjoying the greater conversations, greater expanded comments we're getting as we've gained more subscribers. We're at about 1,200 at the moment. Want to get that next 100 the subscribers anytime, any day now. That'd be nice. And the comments coming in as we're doing clips of this here and having people kind of respond to the clips as opposed to less hot takes. Although hot takes are fun, the clips are easier to kind of manage and they're better produced, to be honest, and because I have scripts for those things. We want you to engage, enjoy, and join in the process. And if you deem us worthy of actually doing better things, engage, enjoy, and join in the process as a partner. Check out our website, thisisconversationproject.com/partnerships, and see if there's a way to partner with us here. Otherwise, the free stuff, going to the feeds and telling those stories to look at and read and talk about by just engaging, is important. Going to the email address, theconversationinbox@gmail.com, and telling us what to do without paying us, we'll listen to it. We read every single comment, every single attribute is taken into account. And the most important thing you can do, share the love, share the stories, share the comments, share the actual media we have and video and audio, text we do, the newsletter as well. So check all these things out, check them out and consider being a partner. Consider helping us out. Consider doing great things, better things with us going forward. More Better Media is actually the company where this lives under that umbrella, believe it or not. And Morbitter Media has other projects and properties that they have synergy together. This one right here is the word of the day coming from the Big Words Project. Go to our website, thebigwordsproject.com, and find out more about how you can learn big words every single day. Today's word is misanthrope, which means a person who hates, dislikes, or distrusts most others, an antisocial, cynical, or unfriendly person. I am a misanthrope. Used in a sentence, despite his wealth and success, he was a misanthrope who viewed friendships and relationships with suspicion and disdain. I don't really hate people, just don't like them that much. But that qualifies. If you're a misanthrope or no misanthrope, you tell them what this word is and watch them look at you funny. But explain that it's about part of the Big Words Project. Tell them about the Big Words Project at thebigwordsproject.com. And both of you guys, buy the book, the current edition of Big Words You Ought to Know, and learn more words like misanthrope today. We're done. That's it. If you're new here, thank you for joining us for the full ride that is the Conversation Project's Things You Might Not Have Heard. This is a 5-day a week, Monday through Friday show where we give you news headlines and get you started on your day going forward, and then provide you a chance to pick the stories for the next day. So go to our feeds and see what we're talking about tomorrow, because you'll see the stories we're picking from. You will engage in them and tell us what stories are the top topics, and then we'll pull from those. 15 top topics, we'll get a chance to pull 8 stories for tomorrow. We also have other things, other news items that are more engaging in the now, and you can comment, go back and forth. It is the Conversation Project, by the way, so we want conversation. We want your inputs on the stories, whether you like them, you hate them, like me, hate me, or you have sort of a superly left or superly right bent on it. We want your engagement so we know where people's heads are in these things. Email us at the conversation inbox, gmail.com. Let me know directly what to do or where to go in some cases. And of course, follow us on the feeds on Facebook and Twitter, and check out the website for more details and iterations on how we do things all over the place. We wrap up the show every day by saying stay hydrated, stay limber on task for all the grand things you're here to do. Another reminder that I love you very much and we need you. I'm not really a misanthrope, but I am extremely introverted, so it gets confused sometimes. I also get frustrated with people, so maybe I am a misanthrope. Your mileage may vary on any word you use. Your mileage may vary all day long, and hopefully your mileage may vary on a great day, because it won't vary on a great day because you hopefully have a great Monday. I will see you here Tuesday morning giving you 8 stories that you chatted up and you told me were pretty good to talk about for the next edition of Things You Might Not Have Heard, brought to you by The Conversation Project.